exactly. We didn't really talk about this, but I think here we need to emphasize the role of the road owners and also the regulation which applies to road owners. So I think it was also a bit explained by our chair how things are done in Austria. It's not so that you can do it wherever you think it should be done. There is some kind of a decree or a regulation stating that only, for example, if you have a road where the speed is limited to 30 kilometers per hour, only there you may install a road sign which is not compulsory. So this is how it should be done. It is a twofold thing. So you have indeed to regulate it, but you have to regulate it not in my view, not in the road codes by stating younger children should make use of it. I think you should say in the regulation which governs how road owners should place the road signs that they cannot use the non-compulsory cycle track where, for example, the speed is 50 or 70 per hour. So, and if you do that, in my view, it is sufficient because if the speed is limited to 30 kilometers per hour on that road, I wouldn't mind if my daughter of 12 years old, well, she's now 16, she can do whatever, but if she was 12 years old, I think she could make use as well of the carriageway because the dangers are limited. But she would have the choice, and if she would want to take the cycle track, the non-compulsory cycle track, that would be fine as well. So it is a question of the road owner and how it is regulated in the regulation which applies to road owners. Thank you.